Hi, welcome to Bible Talk. This week we're discussing this question. Should people argue over Scripture? Some people have a rule by which they live. They've decided there are two things which they will never discuss with anyone, religion and politics. And as hard as you may try, they refuse to be led into a discussion of either topic. The general belief is that it's wrong and sinful to argue over the Bible. It's their feeling that God frowns upon anyone who would discuss and argue what the Bible says. And our question is this true? Is it always sinful and wrong to argue about what the Bible says? Well, let's begin by observing this. If it is always wrong to argue over the Bible, then Jesus sinned because he argued with others about what the Bible says, and the very first person he argued with was the devil. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, the Bible says, "He answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" Notice here that the devil quoted Scripture, and from that Scripture he drew a false conclusion. Jesus argued with the devil about the passage. Jesus pointed out the passage did not mean what the devil was trying to make it say. Jesus then was arguing over the Bible. Again, if it's always wrong to argue over the Bible, then the apostles of Christ were wrong, because they continuously argued with people about what the Scriptures said. In Acts chapter 9, verse 29, the Bible says, "Paul spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists." In Acts 17, verse 17, "Therefore disputed Paul in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with those who met with him." From these two passages and examples, then we can certainly declare that it is not always wrong to argue over the Scriptures. But sometimes it is wrong to argue over the Bible. The Bible lists at least three times when it is wrong to argue over the Scriptures. Number one, it is wrong to argue over the Bible when the argument involves foolish and unlearned questions. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23, the Bible says, "But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife." Jesus and his apostles argued with men over matters that pertain to salvation. They did not involve themselves in arguments over trivial matters that were worthless. Number two, it is wrong to argue continuously with men who resist the truth. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, the Bible says, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces." There are so many people in the world who have never heard the truth that it becomes a waste of time to continuously argue with someone who resists the truth. When someone proves themselves unworthy of the truth, it's unprofitable to waste precious time on them any longer. It's time, rather, to go on and seek someone willing to listen to the truth. Number three, it is wrong to argue the Bible with a heretic. As old-fashioned as it may sound, the Bible does speak about heretics, men who do not accept the truth of the Scriptures. In Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, the Bible says, "Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped, sinning, being self-condemned." These men had plenty of opportunities to hear the truth and to obey the Lord. It's not as though they had never had a chance. Well, before closing, let me say this. Some do not discuss the Scriptures because they're not doing what the Scriptures say, and they know that they're not living right. Others are in churches that are not worshiping God like the Bible says, and they know it. When you try to talk to these people, they use the excuse, "I don't believe in arguing over the Bible." Well, in reality, their problem is that they're wrong, and they know they can't defend their sinful practices, and they're using this for an excuse for not listening to the truth. Let's not use this as an excuse. Let's study the Bible with one another in hopes of helping one another see the will of God clearer. Why should we be afraid of studying the Word of God with those who disagree with us? If someone can show us from the Bible where we're doing something wrong, that person would surely be our friend. It would certainly be better to discover our errors during this life than to wait until the judgment day and discover our errors then when it's too late to change. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. Again, that's www.willofthelord.com. At our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. And we invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.